P.K. Carey, High School AU, Tumblr Ficlet, by Habakitsune, read by Night Tracer. Phantom Hockey RPF. P.K. Subban is driving Carey up the wall, and if Carey yells at him, he can basically count on being a total social outcast, even more so than he already is. Not that he needs anyone or anything, but it's probably better not to flip out on the student body president. He's guessing. That being said, if PK asks him about winter formal one more time, he's going to climb into a locker and never come out. I told you I have no interest in buying a flower gram to invite someone to winter formal, Carey says, trying to push past the table PK is set up in the middle of the locker hall. I'm not even going to winter formal. Really? PK asks. I know like 5 people that would go with you tomorrow, no questions asked. Yeah, well, I'm not interested, Carey says. So no. I don't need a ticket form, and I don't need to buy flower grams, and I definitely don't need a list of places to rent a suit. I own a suit. I play hockey. PK rolls his eyes. Given we play on the same team, I kind of figured that one out, bud. He gets up and slaps Brennan on the back. What, the table for a few? Hey, Gally? You aren't going to try to do a sell job on me, are you? Carey asks suspiciously, heading off toward his locker. I'm not going. Okay, PK says easily. Mind telling me why? I don't really see the point. Dances are just excuses to get drunk and grind up on people, Carey says. Well, that is the point, PK says. Dude, what, are you 50 inside? Carey glares at him. Who are you going with anyway, Caroline? Ouellette? Please, she's going with Julie, PK says. Come on, Pricey, it's fun. I know you like to have fun. I even know you went to prom last year. It's our senior year. We have to let go a little. I don't want to, Carey says. Jesus, PK, can't you accept that? PK holds up his hand and says, Fine, don't need to be a jerk about it. I'll stop bugging you. Carey, despite himself, watches PK go. When he realizes he's doing it, he seriously considers punching himself in the face. It used to be Carey didn't mind dances. He would drink like everyone else and occasionally make ill-advised kissing decisions. And then came prom. The boys and girls' teams had gone together, to save the singles the trauma of trying to find dates he wouldn't read into it. And they had passed around a flask or two until everyone was pleasantly drunk. PK is an affectionate drunk. PK is, well, he's affectionate all the time, actually. But when he's been drinking, he likes to kiss people. Everyone, it would seem, but Carey. Which is a stupid thing to get upset about, but Carey's been carrying a torch for the guy since PK walked into the dressing room freshman year, beaming, and telling the team he'd brought illicit cookies as a reward for being bag skated. Carey is well-versed and stupid when it comes to PK. Carey spends the night of winter formal playing Scrabble with his family. He loses spectacularly. His sister spells out, Loser, with her remaining tiles, and cackles at him. Carey is so proud of her. He's about to go upstairs, maybe watch a movie, when the doorbell rings. He flicks on the porch light and peers out the window. PK waves, smiling. Carey sighs heavily, but opens the door and gestures him inside. PK is wearing a bright coral suit, the kind of outfit Carey absolutely could not pull off, and his shirt is undone, the ends untucked. Carey isn't wondering about that at all. You aren't drunk, are you? Carey asks suspiciously. I'm kicking you out if you're drunk. I'm not drunk. Haven't had a drop. I'm class president. I have to set an example. But you left early, Carey says. What kind of example is that? The example of someone coming to see a friend, says PK. It wasn't the same without you, Pricey. What would I be doing there that would make it any different? Carey asks. I'm sure you had fun without me. Yeah, but it would have been better with you. PK lifts his hand as if to grab Carrie's arm, then drops it. I'll... Look, if you want me to leave... I... Carey falters. PK, why are you here? It would have been better with you, PK says again. He reaches out and tugs at the hem of Carrie's half sweatshirt. Come on, Carey. Carey grabs PK's hand, intending to peel it off. Instead, PK threads their fingers together and squeezes. Carey blinks their linked hands, then back up at PK's face. Hey, PK says, pointing up at Carey's door. Mistletoe. Kerry looks up, but nothing is there. Feeling a little betrayed, he glances at Piquet, who beams at him unrepentantly. We can't pretend, Piquet says. Pucker up. Are you sure you haven't had anything to drink? Kerry asks. That's why I'm asking, Piquet says, abruptly serious. I promise, Kerry, I mean it. But if you don't, want to, I can leave. Yes. Kerry tugs at Piquet's hand. Yes. Piquet smiles and hooks his other hand around the back of Kerry's neck, pulling him down for a kiss. The end. Thank you for listening.